Hello and welcome to the podcast that I'm supposed to make for school. So, the people who are listening to this all read Michael Pollan's book and learned about the food chains and stuff. I don't really think I need to reiterate that. Those who read it are also pretty much in agreement that the local sustainable food chain is just about the best food chain for all parties involved. There are minimal arguments that could be made for the hunter-gatherer food chain, but other than that, local sustainable is pretty much the ideal setup. However, the question is not which is the best food chain, it's which food chain will best feed all the people in America. And is that the local sustainable food chain? Well, no. As environmentally friendly as local sustainable is, it's just not realistic for the whole country. I mean, very few people already own farmland, and if farms became our main source of food, we would have a lot of work to do to be able to feed all of America. They say that to own a farm, you need about 30 acres, which a very small fraction of Americans own that. We would not be able to transition to that so quickly. It also takes quite a bit of work to keep up one of these farms, and it would take over a lot of people's lives. It would require millions to have to transition to this lifestyle, which would be a huge change and not an easy one. This process would be difficult. So, despite this food chain's many positive aspects, the country we live in could not be fed solely off local sustainable farms. So, if not local sustainable, then what? Definitely not the hunter-gatherer food chain. That would be even more difficult than local sustainable. It's a lot more work to keep up, since each person would have to rely on themselves to get their own food. That leaves industrial and industrial organic. Well, the choice is easy. Industrial organic may not be as great as it claims to be, and not as healthy as local sustainable, and when you get down to the roots of industrial organic, it's still processed food. But it is definitely healthier than straight-up industrial. And since it's made industrially, it is easily mass-produced and could be distributed all over America. Distributed, ugh. If I'm being honest, eating only industrial organic foods would also probably be healthier for the country as a whole than what we eat now, which is mostly just industrial. While not exactly ideal, industrial organic at least tries to be healthier. They try to use less pesticides and don't put animals in quite as bad situations than they would in just normal industrial. This means that instead of growing up on just a feedlot, the livestock get more open space, even if not much. Industrial organic food is also making breakthroughs, working on reducing waste, keeping non-organic chemicals out of food, and trying to encourage healthier options. A lot of new companies are picking up these ideals, and if industrial organic became the main feeder of America, all of these ideas could be easily increased, and this food chain could really become an honest, healthy, healthier feeder for America.